Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever wondered, like, what your blood can really tell you about your health? Today, we're taking a deep dive into the general health blood test.
Yeah, it's a truly vital health evaluation tool, isn't it? It provides such a detailed insight into your overall well-being.
How does it do that exactly?
Well, by assessing numerous health indicators through precise blood analysis, this enables, the early detection of potential health complications.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is basically to shortcut you to being well informed about the significance, the process, and importantly, what happens after you get one of these tests, especially if you're thinking about getting one in Newport. So first things first, why bother with a blood test if you actually feel fine? This is where it gets really interesting, because these tests are critical for unearthing those early signs of medical conditions.
Exactly.
Like, say a blood test shows elevated cholesterol levels. That can lead straight to lifestyle changes, potentially preventing serious heart issues before they even become critical.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, routine blood analysis, it really serves as a health screening. It lets healthcare providers detect changes, implement preventive strategies against serious illnesses.
So it's like looking under the hood before the engine starts making noises.
Precisely. It can highlight anomalies for conditions like kidney failure, liver disease, even some cancers, which often, they don't show any symptoms at first. This proactive approach, it really significantly enhances an individual's quality of life.
Okay, so what are we typically looking at in one of these tests? What's being measured?
Good question. We're often talking about a full blood count, or FBC.
FBC, right.
Yeah, that evaluates red and white blood cells, platelets too. Gives you an idea about infection, anemia, things like that. Then there's a lipid profile that focuses on cholesterol levels, LDL, HDL.
The good and bad cholesterol everyone talks about.
That's the one. LDL, the bad, HDL, the good. And also liver function tests, LFTs, to get a snapshot of liver health.
Okay, that makes sense. Lots of key areas covered.
Which raises an important question. How do you prepare? Because proper preparation is vital for accurate results.
Right, you can't just walk in off the street necessarily.
Well, in many instances, fasting for a specific time before the test is necessary, typically overnight, especially for glucose and lipid levels.
Ah, the fasting part. No midnight snacks then.
Afraid not. But you should always consult your healthcare provider for personalized instructions. That includes advice on medications, too. Oh, and staying well hydrated, just drinking water, can actually make the blood draw easier.
Good tip. And the process itself, is it complex?
Not usually, no. It's generally quite routine.
Yeah.
Conducted in clinical laboratories using, state-of-the-art technology, these tests yield really vital information about how your body's systems are working: immune, metabolic, hormonal. It enables effective monitoring of potential health issues over time.
Okay, so you've done the prep, had the test, then you get your results. What does it all mean? It can look like just a list of numbers.
It can, yeah. Deciphering them involves comparing your values against predefined normal ranges. Anything outside that range, any abnormalities might warrant more investigation.
For instance.
Well, say elevated blood sugar levels, that might suggest prediabetes or even diabetes, leading to further testing or perhaps dietary changes.
Right, and this is where talking to your doctor is crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely essential. Engaging in detailed discussions with your healthcare provider is key. They can offer insights into what your specific results mean in the context of your overall health, your lifestyle.
Because normal isn't always the same for everyone.
Exactly. And, while there are online resources you can look at for more general interpretations, always remember they should not replace professional medical advice. Never.
Got it. What are some common conditions these tests help identify?
Well, quite a few common ones. We mentioned diabetes, also thyroid disorders, or hyperthyroidism by measuring TSH, T3, T4 levels, and anemia, often characterized by low hemoglobin, frequently due to iron deficiency. And identifying each of these can lead to targeted interventions for better health outcomes. Okay, now for our listeners in or near Newport, are there unique advantages to getting a test done locally? Yes, there definitely can be. Newport is home to skilled healthcare professionals who have that local knowledge, which can be helpful. And the convenience factor is huge, a range of accessible testing facilities, often with easy online booking systems.
So less travel, easier scheduling makes it simpler to actually do it.
It does.
Yeah.
This proximity makes regular health checks much easier. But also, cost effectiveness plays a role. Many routine tests are covered by the NHS, and private clinics in the area tend to offer transparent pricing.
Good to know.
Furthermore, Newport's laboratories often boast pretty rapid turnaround times for results, which facilitates timely medical decisions. You can even find quite comprehensive services now, including mobile blood testing and some pharmacy-based options, too.
Wow. Okay. So, wrapping up, it feels like a general health blood test isn't just about a few numbers on a page. It's a really powerful tool for truly understanding your body and being proactive about your health.
Absolutely. Knowledge is most valuable when it's understood and applied, right? This kind of proactive monitoring enables individuals to stay ahead of potential health challenges. It leads to improved overall health management strategies. Definitely.
So perhaps the final thought for everyone listening is, what small proactive health step could you take this week, now armed with this knowledge, that could make a significant difference in your future?